In getting to know Karen, I've discovered she has a lot of gifts, and I'll say something different than what I said yesterday. One of the gifts that she has is she is a passionate seeker. She is an active participant in the process of discovery and exploration, and she is insightful, and I'm so looking forward to hearing her faith statement, as I do every year with the faith statements. We are so proud of you, Karen. And I know you've worked very hard to get where you are and put your beliefs in words. So now, please share your faith statement with us.
Hi, I'm Karen. I've grown up here, and this is what I've come to realize. I believe strongly in my connection to others in this world. There's a sort of magic about this world we get to live on, and I think it comes out most when we are connecting to other people. I see this magic in even some of our most basic interactions. We say hello and goodbye to each other by wrapping our arms around each other. To celebrate, we listen to music and move. We move our arms and legs and whole bodies in joy. When we are crossing the street, we hold each other's hands. We write books and make music and we sing. That is so beautiful to me. What's really beautiful is that this life is all that I have. I am here with all these other people whose time frames are overlapping on this big planet that is just a small part of the great universe. I get to share my time with these people, and that fills my life with purpose, because I think the purpose of life is to love. You have friends, family, chosen family, congregations, leaders, boyfriends, girlfriends, and all these other people, and you have the capacity to love. I have this great big world full of billions of spectacular people, and I have the capacity to love. That's the most amazing thing that I can ever even imagine possibly having. Spending my life here and having the privilege to love everyone that I want. Not only that, I can love all these people, and they can love me back. In the book Days of Blood and Starlight, the character Sviva has a thought. These weren't her folk, but they were, and maybe that meant that anyone could be anyone's, which was sort of a nice thing to think with the world falling apart. Anyone can be anyone's folk, and following the ideas of Lilo and Stitch, that means that no one is left behind or forgotten. Some people might hear this and think, okay, all right, you're super Miss Kumbaya over here. I would love to be that, but being honest with you, I get pretty ticked off sometimes. There's some people that I think do terrible things, but we can't label them as evil. Because once you label someone as something or rather, you see their label and forget that they are a person. I never want to do that. So no matter how bad the things are that they do, I won't forget that they're a person. Because everyone has some goodness inside, and everyone has inherent worth and dignity. Don't get me wrong, because no one is left behind, I will do what I can to fight against injustices against people. I will fight with what I have, but also because no one is left behind, I will treat people as people should be treated. I don't have the time or space to fight every injustice or to love every person. I'll choose some injustices to dedicate my fighting to, and I'll choose some, hopefully a good bit, of people to love. In the everyday life, though, I want to be kind to everyone in every interaction that it is possible to be kind in. Because I believe in people, and I believe that kindness can give them the chance to be their best selves, and that if a bit of us are all our best selves together, then the world will be a little bit better. I have faith in this idea, that this could happen, so my faith lies in people. As long as I know that people and the ability to love exists in the world, I know that there is a purpose to love, to work for the better existence of all people, and just a purpose to live in general.